This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, this is Rick Durden reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2014 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm here with Joe Hepburn, the Senior Vice President of Piston Products for Textron Aviation, a position that didn't even exist a month ago. Joe, welcome to the program and welcome to your new position. Could you tell us a little bit about what is happening with Textron bringing Cessna and Beech together?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you for the opportunity. We're excited about this historic event that brings back together two companies that had parted ways some 80 years ago, and the product line that it represents specifically in the piston area of the market. We have a selection of products that had formerly been somewhat competitors that we believe now all in the same family form a number of options for our customers that are very complementary to each other. And we intend to try and bring those options to the marketplace in a way that gives more people a chance to fly in a product that meets their needs much more specifically.
And can you tell us a little bit about the plans? For example, what about, well, let's ask this straight out. Are you going to stop building any of those airplanes, Bonanzas, Barons, 206s?
Well, thanks for the question. Our plans are to continue to build all of those products, to continue to invest in new development around those products, and to continue to be involved in the marketplace at the Cessna 172, 182, 206, and Baron and Bonanza and TTX model lines. So all of them, we believe, are strong marketplaces, and as the economy recovers, we're seeing interest in all of those airplanes.
And for a person who's currently an owner of a Cessna or a Beechcraft, what can she or he expect in terms of product support?
As the two companies come together, under Textron Aviation, the customers of our current product lines will enjoy a broader band of service locations, of parts, of technical experts that are available for them to use, making it easier and more efficient to operate their airplanes.
Now, you also are going to be joining two distinct factories, one in Independence, Kansas, one just east of Wichita, the Beech factory, and a supply chain. What's the forecast for the future? Are you going to be shutting one of them down? Or are you going to merge them in some fashion? What is the plan?
The future is something that we're working to understand, and how we will exercise the benefits that we get from having a larger footprint. So from the supply chain sense, we'll be able to use more suppliers. We will be able to look at each of those different factory locations and what they do best, trying to maximize the efficiency that we gain from each one of those spots, bringing that efficiency across to our customers.
From your perspective, looking at this, again, as a position that's only been in existence for a short time, what do you see for the future?
Well, again, that's a great question. As I look forward into the future, what I see is more investment in new product development and a continued commitment to developing new pilot starts in the training world, as well as providing great products to people who are personally owning and using those airplanes for transportation for themselves.
Thank you very much, Joe.
You're welcome.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.